What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, third time guests on the Boss Man Show. We talked about it, this happening. We'll do it again. It's Flynn Clayman of the High Point Panthers, champs out of the Big South. Flynn, we talked about this in June, talked about this a few weeks ago, and look at here. We made it happen, man.
We did, man. What a ride. A lot of adversity, a lot of tough times, you know, with our guys, man. They stuck together and got it done, and I just couldn't be happier for them.
No doubt, man. And just go back to June. We first talked in June about the hard work those guys was putting in, trying to get them prepared to make this run, having guys who came back set the standard for you guys as well, and just seeing that everyday process of hard work, day by day, going 1-0 every day, really pay off. And really, in Johnson City, man, you got what you want. And now you're 30-4, most wins in team history.
Most in conference history.
Conference, yes,
for
yes,
any
indeed.
First Big South school to ever win 30 games, ever. You know, I thought the biggest challenge for this season was, you know, this last group, not this year's team, but last year's team that went to the tournament. You know, that was a group of guys that came here with a chip on their shoulder, trying to prove something. And they had a very strong work ethic and a very strong togetherness. And obviously we got to the dance, and a lot of those guys moved on. And then, you know, now all of a sudden we're a place that everybody wants to be at because we're just coming off a tournament appearance. So you're bringing in these new guys. Well, I needed them to have the same chip on their shoulder that those other guys had when they came to High Point. You know, we were underdogs when we recruited our first class of guys. Now we're the ones with the target on our back to keep that same level of, you know, work ethic, togetherness with a bunch of new guys was the biggest challenge. But, man, they stepped up, and I'm so proud of them.
And talk about that. Every night in the Big South this year, you was everybody's Super Bowl pretty much. And you get everybody's best shot and having to withstand – those early punches teams have made come out very intense, but record didn't matter. So about your guys resolving that way, because when you're the hunter every night, it's a different mindset when you're the hunter.
No doubt. I mean, you know, last year we were preseason favorites and we did have a target on our back, but we had never been to the tournament before. You know, now we're preseason favorites and we got to the dance and everybody's trying to knock you off of that pedestal. And it's a bunch of new guys. I mean, that was the most difficult thing I've been through. I've been picked seventh twice and won the league. So I've done that twice as a coach where you sneak up on people and do all that. This is a lot harder, man. This is a lot harder when you are picked first. And like you said, every single game, not just in the conference, but in the non-conference, we were favored in every single game we played. including at UAB, we were slight favorites. You know, that is a ton of pressure on a brand new team. And to win 22 out of 23 to finish the season, we've now won 32 out of 33 Big South games over the last two seasons. Is difficult, but what it did do was prepare us for a conference tournament, because while we were feeling that pressure all year, other teams might not have been feeling that game in, game out that we were feeling. And when you get to that conference tournament, now it's even, you know, win or go home for both sides. And I think that helped us a lot in the tournament play.
No doubt. Like, you got Gordon Aware, who got a win. Coach Luther had a tough year, but hey, he got a win in the first round. Beat the 8 seed there, then they come to play you. Then, of course, Mike Morrell at Asheville does a hell of a job every freaking year. Then, you know, so then top that off, that rubber match with Winthrop, you know, who clipped you this year. So, and I know you play somebody a third time, it's like they know you, you know me. It's my execution at that point.
No doubt. I mean, Gardner Webb got better each time we played them. They gave us a good game in that first game. And then obviously Asheville really pushed us. And they, you know, we beat them pretty good two times during the season. And man, that was a very close game that could have gone either way. And like you said, Morrell does a great job with that team, and they're tough. They execute their game plan. They control the tempo of the game. So that was a very tough, you know, classic sort of semifinal game against a four or five where you're a one seed and that other team you're playing is really good and very capable of beating you. And then, you know, obviously Winthrop, you know, the best part about the Winthrop game was it's hard to beat a team three times. So they were the only team that we hadn't beaten twice already. So we got a chance to just get them for a second time in that final game because they beat us during the season. You know, just, I mean, first of all, like, congrats to Winthrop on having a great season. They really pushed us. They really elevated the Big South exposure for both our programs to be nationally relevant and in the top 20, mid-major top 25 all year and all that. Really good for the league. We were just fortunate to come out on top in that game. You know, they were banged up. Duncan was banged up. But they're a tough team, and I hope they get a chance to play in the NIT at least. But, man, like you said, tough conference tournament. But I thought the season, like I said, prepared us for that moment just because we had been feeling that pressure game in, game out.
And Flynn, how much do you save as a coach knowing you may see a team a third time? Do you have some adjustments off the adjustments that you kind of save that you don't want to show? Because if you play them in a tournament, you want to be able to go with it about the time to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I try to elevate my impact on how much I'm coaching the team from the start of the year towards the end of the year. You know, like, I kind of let us go through some growing pains in an early non-conference. I, you know, we're trying to win every game, but you're not micromanaging every situation early in the season. That's just my philosophy on it. Then when you get through the first, especially when you're talking about a one bid league. Now, if you're in a situation to get an at-large, I'd probably change my philosophy on that. But you want your team growing and playing best towards the end of the year. So then the first time around in conference, you need to win those conference games because you want to get a one seed to position yourself in that tournament. So it's important. But then obviously when you're getting around to the second and third time playing these guys, now coaching is really important. I said that when we got past the first half of the season, that second half of the year in conference tournaments are my favorite time because that's when a lot of coaching adjustments happen. So you get through one round of playing everybody. Now we're going through our second and third time playing each other. I really enjoyed that COVID year where you were playing teams 2 days in a row, you know, like on the road. That was fun to make those adjustments after game one to game two. And obviously we handled it well. We swept through the second half of the league and got through the tournament. So good execution by our guys.
You talk about Terry Anderson, man, a tournament MVP, man, and what his impact has meant to you just this season, man, just making sure that you all are where you need to be at every night, man.
Yeah, I just can't say enough great things about Terry. Special kid. You know, had no offers out of high school, no D1 offers. Went to a D2 JUCO, Arkansas Cossetot, and not a lot of D1 coaches were recruiting that program. And he ended up going to Lamar the first time around and elevated that program a ton during his years there. I think they won two games the season before he got there, and then he left 2 years later and they had won 19 games. And then when he went in the portal, I recruited him that first time around when I was at Southern Utah, and he ended up going to Lamar. But we built a great relationship in that recruiting process, and he had visited us over there and everything. So we were still close. And then when he went in the portal, he called me right away and said, I was like, why are you in the portal? He said, I want to get to the NCAA tournament, you know, and I don't know that we can do that here. They had McNeese in their league and all that. So he came up big for us last season in the conference tournament. He was more of a role player, but he was, I believe he was all tournament team last year. And then this year, obviously, he had more opportunity to start and play more minutes. And he's just the guy that I'm going to have a lot relationship with the rest of my life. Just really love that kid.
No doubt. Also, Rob Martin, Scotty Washington makes the all-tournament team as well. And those young men, Chips, really doing their thing, really attention to detail out there, really making an impact in more ways than one, as you want on your roster.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Scotty because I go back with him too. You know, he's from L.A. where I'm from. I was his first offer. I remember it was like my first or second recruiting trip when I bumped up from graduate assistant to assistant coach. And I watched their team, California Stars, with Julius V play. And we offered him a scholarship in 10th grade. So I was his first offer. And then he goes on his journey. We actually played against each other in the WAC when he was at Cal Baptist. And then he went to Northridge and had a great year. And then now he wanted to go to the dance. And he's really stepped up for us. He's been really efficient. He's been a great defender. And then Rob, just so proud of him, man. He won the regular season last year at Southeast Missouri and then fell short in the conference tournament. And his goal was to get to not only win the regular season this year, but win that conference tournament and get to the big dance. And he was obviously a huge part of that. He was a great on-ball defender, too. Everybody looks at his ability to score and sort of the flashy moves he has. But he's a great defender, a great passer, a great kid, great leader. So he deserves everything he's getting to. He's going to be fun for fans to watch in this tournament.
Someone for you, Flynn, a one-off being with these extra days off, how do you kind of balance rest versus rust and getting guys healthy, so but have them in rhythm to get ready to go next week when everything counts?
Yeah, you know, obviously having this a week before Selection Sunday is a little early compared to most. So you get a chance to rest. You know, we took a couple of days off. We'll get back to some practice today. So it's just like you said, it's a balance of rest and recovery mentally, physically, a lot of little knick-knack injuries, knock on wood, nothing too serious at all, but just little bumps and things throughout the season that you can let heal up. And then, like you said, you're just trying to stay in shape here until we get to Sunday. And then once we get to Sunday, we'll know who our opponent's going to be and we can ramp up some game plan stuff.
And last one for you, Flynn. Ben Fletcher, man, won the NABC Guardians of the Game Award for Leadership. How about having a guy like him on your staff that really is about the right things and really helping you fulfill your vision and doing things in the community and for these young men on your roster?
Yeah, I mean, can't say enough great things about Ben and what he's done. He was an assistant coach at Troy when I played at Troy, and just a great guy, great mentor for our kids. And really, that goes for our whole staff. We've got a great staff. It's probably a little harder on them than normal than with me being a first-year head coach. You know, like there was a lot thrown at me. I was asking them to help me with a lot, and they just done an unbelievable job of managing things and being great mentors for our guys. So just Ben and then our whole staff in general has just been fantastic.
No doubt. Well, Flynn, man, congrats on getting to the big dance, man. I'm cheering for you as always, brother. We talked about it in June, and it happened in March. So let's keep this train going, brother.
That's right. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your Radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.